Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. BTN News listeners, we're a little late with your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 25th of June, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Google and privacy. Usually they don't go hand in hand, do they? Not saying this will be either, but Google will now auto-delete location and search history by default for new users. Yeah, there's that little quotation there, new users. This was all announced in a blog post emphasizing the company's commitment to privacy, security, and user's choice. Stating that as we design our products, we focus on three important principles: keeping information safe, treating it responsibly, and putting you in control. If I'm starting to sound like an advert, there's a reason for that. Now, the auto delete feature will apply to search history that's in the web or in the app, location history, voice commands that have actually been collected through Google Assistant. Yeah, remember that? In fact, a lot of this might sound familiar to a lot of you out there. Remember that My Activity page? That's where users could actually go into data points, see what's been collected, and then actually manually delete what you didn't want going through. Well, if you're a new user signing up to Google, which chances are most of you out there are not, those settings will now be on by default. Here's something Apple kind of slipped underneath the radar, although most people heard it. We're just reporting it now. Sorry. The iPhone and iPad, yeah, your default mail and browser on there, yep, you're no longer stuck to Apple's in-house stuff. They're finally going to give you the go-ahead to say, yeah, I use Chrome, I don't use Safari. The biggest benefit of this, of course, and it's probably why Apple's doing it, people that are currently on an Android phone and are interested in going to an iPhone, well, they love their apps. They may want to keep those apps and not be stuck into Apple's system, making it easier to adapt to the iPhone platform. Not to mention a lot of people have been clamoring for this for years, myself included. Fortunately, we'll have to wait a little while longer, though. These features will only be available in iOS 14, and that's coming in the fall. And finally, can you believe it? The Segway, it's gonna be no more. You know that funky looking scooter that didn't look anything like a scooter that you wondered how the hell do you ride that thing, scooter? Yeah, the Segway brand is actually gonna stop producing the Segway PT, that's the personal transporter by the way, and the plant will officially be shutting down on July 15th. The Segway goes back a long way, all the way to December of 2001, if you can believe that, was supposed to be the way of revolutionizing city transport. Now, that didn't quite happen, though it did have its uses. You might be surprised, however, though, to find out that only 140,000 of the things were ever produced. Yeah, in almost 20 years, that's as much as they made. So maybe you can kind of see why it's sagging away. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yeah, it's still over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN shows over there. Check out our blog and so much more. Find us on Facebook, too. Give us a like there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And definitely come by our community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.